Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, June 16th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. For Pride Month, the AFL-CIO is spotlighting various LGBTQ Americans who have worked at the intersection of civil and labor rights. Some are well-known national figures like Bayard Rustin, while others may not be as well-known, like Miriam Frank, a professor in Detroit, who launched women's studies at the community college level in the 1970s. In 1995, she began work on Out in the Union, a labor history of queer America, in which she collected oral histories from LGBTQ union activists, many of whom spoke to her at great risk to their personal safety and professional life. Published in 2014, this book captures the voices of activists who gave human shape to the intersection between the rights of working people and the rights of the LGBTQ community. We've got a link to the AFL-CIO's Pride Month profiles at dclabor.org. On this week's calendar, there's a workers' first caravan to the U.S. Capitol tomorrow to push for passage of America's five economic essentials for racial and economic justice. There are staging locations in Silver Spring and Arlington starting at 11 a.m. Details at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1933, the National Industrial Recovery Act became law. Later to be declared unconstitutional, it established a right to unionize, set maximum hours and minimum wages for every major industry, and abolished sweatshops and child labor. The Wagner Act, in effect today, was approved 2 years later to legalize unionization. Today's labor quote is by railroad union leader and socialist Eugene V. Debs, who on this date in 1918 spoke in Canton, Ohio, on the relation between capitalism and war. 10 days later, he was arrested under the Espionage Act and eventually sentenced to 10 years in jail. Gene Debs, who on that day said, "Socialism is a growing idea, an expanding philosophy. It is spreading over the entire face of the earth. It is as vain to resist it as it would be to arrest the sunrise on the morrow. It is coming, coming, coming all along the line. Can you not see it?" Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You know, now is not the time to put off needed medication. Save on your prescriptions with the free-to-download, no-obligation Union Plus prescription discount card. Learn more and explore other discounts at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Oh, yeah, the union.
Oh, the union.